to Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio, and happy Monday to each and every one of you. This is your host, Michelle Price, and on Twitter, at Prosperity Gal, coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today, where we talk about business success mindset, your inner game, and Web 2.0, tools, techniques, and strategies, your outer game, making sure that you're equipped to create success in your business. If you've tuned in today, we have a great show for you. We are 100% live today, and I love it. Our featured guest today is Judy Samuels. Most of you probably know her on Twitter as @ChiefLemonhead. And we are going to be talking about emotional marketing and what that looks like for business owners and entrepreneurs. And, of course, our very own Don Cooper, the sales heretic. I love the first Monday of every month. And I have to tell you, he's actually doing a great thing here, and he is doing live remote as he is in Virginia. I believe out with family and friends at an amusement park, and I love the fact that he's taking the time to find a nice, quiet place so he can share with us what our sales tip is for the day, which I do believe you titled that 6 Ways We Can Improve Our Sales Presentation. Is that correct?
That is correct, Michelle.
So I want to ask a question before you start off on this. When you sent me the email letting me know that that was where you thought we should go for Labor Day, my first thought was, wow, I wonder how many times business owners and entrepreneurs even think about the fact that they have to give sales presentations. It's almost like because of the title presentation, it feels like it kind of removes itself. You know, we do them, but we don't always call them that or recognize that that's what they are.
Right.
And I wonder if that would keep us from preparing for them because we don't think of them formally. That's what I was
Absolutely.
For.
You are correct. We typically don't prepare. For too many salespeople and business owners, conducting a sales presentation is a lot like going to the dentist. You don't do anything ahead of time except brush your teeth and worry.
You always have the greatest analogies.
Thank you. So, yeah, I want to share with you and your audience 6 ways to improve your sales presentation. These are all simple things that you can start doing immediately. And the first one seems pretty straightforward and yet isn't done very often, and that is to focus on your prospect, not your product. Most people think that their sales presentation is all about them. It's all about their company and their history and their product and their service and their people and their yeah. No. Your presentation is about your prospect. It needs to be something that explains to them how working with you or purchasing your product or service will help them, how will help them overcome their problem, how will help them achieve their goals, whatever that is. So your presentation can't simply be a generic, here's all about our product. It needs to be, here's what you've said, here's what we know about you, here's what your challenges are, here's what your goals are, and here's how we can help you with that. I have seen too many sales presentations that were just all about the product or the service of the company, and the buyers tuned out within a minute because it was boring. They don't care about you. They care about themselves. So make your presentation about them. Number 2, don't use cliches. We use cliches because they're easy. The problem is cliches don't tell our prospect anything of real importance. And in fact, it hurts our case because whenever we use a cliche, it makes us sound more like everybody else. One of the purposes of a sales presentation is to show the prospect how we are different and better than their other possible choices. When we use cliches, though, we destroy that. We blow our credibility and we say that we're the same as everybody else. So avoid phrases like, we like to craft win-win solutions, or we like to think outside the box. Here's a hint for you. If you use the phrase outside the box, you don't think outside the box. Find words that are unique. Look for phrases that other people aren't saying. What can you say about your company, your product, your service that nobody else can say about theirs? Along that line is number 3, don't use jargon. Don't use industry terms, acronyms, because while one of the people you're presenting to might know what they are, the others might not. If you are presenting to a business, you might be talking to the CEO, the CIO, the CFO. Well, one of the people might know the term you're talking about, but the others don't. So make sure that you present everything in simple, clear, easy-to-understand language. You never know what the educational level of your prospect is. You never know what their familiarity with your industry is. So keep things simple. Make sure they're easy to understand. If you need to use an acronym, explain what it is to make sure they understand it. Number four, tell stories. Stories are interesting. Stories grab our attention. Stories make us want to hear more. So stories are a great way to open your presentation. They're a great way to close your presentation. Tell a story about how you helped a customer that's very similar to the prospect you're talking to. Make sure that in your story that your customer is the hero, you're the sidekick. You're there to help and assist while they achieve their goal. Number five, use visuals. Too many people, when they deliver a PowerPoint-type presentation, just have a bunch of words on the screen. Your prospect doesn't need that. They can hear your words. What will help them is actual visuals, charts, graphs, photographs, especially before and after photographs, or charts that show how another prospect used your product or service and how it increased their sales or reduced their costs. Visuals can drive home a message in ways that words can't. So think of what visuals will help you to make your case. Think of this like you're a lawyer preparing an argument for a jury. What's the evidence you need to present? Well, what's the ways to get that evidence across in a way that is understandable and memorable for them? And number six, speak with confidence and enthusiasm. If you present your pitch to your prospect with a lot of ums and ahs and a lot of awkward pauses, they don't make you sound confident. And if you're not confident, odds are it's because you're not competent. That's what your prospect believes. So you need to make sure you come across with both confidence and enthusiasm. Some ways to develop that is, first of all, to practice. Make sure you know what you're going to say. Again, seems obvious, but you made the point. People don't do it. We don't think about the presentation until the night before. Well, it's too late by that point. Practice your presentation. Know what you're going to say. Practice in front of people. Get feedback. Another great way to improve your confidence speaking is to join Toastmasters. Go to Toastmasters.org. Toastmasters is an international organization with chapters all over the world. There are dozens in any given community. Find one that's got a convenient meeting time and meeting place for you and join. It will help you to develop your speaking skills, and you'll get feedback in a very positive and constructive atmosphere. You can also hire a coach. If you make your living by sales presentations, it is worth it to invest in a coach that can help you improve your presentation construction and delivery. It is expensive, absolutely. And it will pay massive dividends because they will help you create stronger presentations and it will help you deliver them much more effectively. A coach will considerably improve both your confidence level and your enthusiasm level as you're presenting. So those are six ways to improve your sales presentations. Focus on your prospect, not your product. Don't use cliches. Don't use jargon. Tell stories, use visuals, and speak with confidence and enthusiasm. When you incorporate these six tips, your presentations will rock and your sales will skyrocket.
Don, as usual, you have done an excellent job helping everyone zero in on how they can apply what you teach. That's what I just love about having you on Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio. So, thank you for taking time out of your holiday to come on live with us today. It really means a lot to us.
You are very welcome, Michelle.